Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today's responsorial psalm accurately sums up for many the feelings that we experience at the end of the fourth week of Lent. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Our early efforts at a fruitful Lent were, you know, hopefully marked by generous resolutions to rededicate ourselves to Christ and to follow him more closely during this holy season. Unfortunately, you know, they can be overwhelmed with attacks from our old enemies of selfishness and indifference and faint-heartedness, sloth and long-standing bad habits, which can become discouraging obstacles to our perseverance. But we must not lose heart, and the prayers of today's Mass remind us that we're not alone. Our Heavenly Father knows our weaknesses, and he hears our anxious prayers. In the opening prayer, we are reminded that it's not the Lord's, or that it is the Lord's gentle mercy that guides us, and his grace that makes us pleasing to him. At the offertory, we're going to ask our Father to accept our gifts and to make our defiant hearts obedient to his will. The prayer after communion is just as consoling. Lord, may your holy gifts purify us and render us pleasing to you. You know, we are dependent upon God to live this supernatural life that he calls us to. And when we do that, you know, Jeremiah the prophet reminds us that opposition and suffering enter the lives of those committed to accomplishing God's will. And St. John's Gospel recalls the opposition that Jesus faced. You know, the scribes and the Pharisees are discussing our Lord without any consensus being reached. You know, the last sentence from today's Gospel says everything. You know, they all went home, went to his own house. The major accusation against Jesus is that he came from Galilee. And evidently, Nazareth was the worst place to come from in Galilee. This gospel passage challenges each one of us to decide anew, to accept Jesus and all of his teachings, you know, our minds and our hearts are not going to be strong if they're divided or uncertain. And Jesus already knows, you know, what we believe and what we hesitate to believe and what we do not want to believe. But once we accept him, then we believe everything that he tells us. And he tells us what he wants us to know through his church.